8:40, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, the Hispanic Latino Resource Group has given out lots and lots of scholarship money. They have more to give out. They've got some fundraising events coming up, and we're going to find out all about the group and the events coming up. Joining us this morning to talk a little bit more about it, the secretary of the group, Margo Davila. Margo, good morning. How are you today?
Pretty good. How about you, Tom?
Very good. Thanks so much for checking in with us. And one of the members of the group this morning, Maggie Jimenez. Maggie, good morning. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Well, Margo, I'm going to start with you. Let's talk a little bit about the Hispanic Latino Resource Group formed back in 1997. Talk about what the function of the organization is, first off.
Well, we're in our 26th year this year. And our mission statement is to serve the local Hispanic community by creating resources towards education and pursuing opportunities for its progress in the greater community. As you said, this year our officers are Irene Ponce, she serves as president, I, Margo Davila, serve as secretary, Trish Medina Johnson serves as the treasurer, and Maggie Jimenez serves as one of our valued members.
All right, so talk about the how many members do you have in the group at this point?
Well, currently we have probably around 10 members, about 10 or 12 members, yes. Okay. And so we are a small group, but we always welcome new members. The annual fee is only $15 a year, and we will be having an upcoming meeting at the Galesburg Public Library on March 22nd at 4:45 for anyone wishing to join.
So if somebody's interested, they can just come to the meeting and listen and see what goes on. Then if they decide they want to join, just $15 for the entire year.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Well, and so Maggie, talk about getting involved with this group, why you wanted to get involved and help out.
Well, the reason I got involved is because I think it's very important for our youth, especially our Spanish youth, to further their education. And so we have different fundraisers throughout the year. And we have one coming up in August the 19th at Cedar Creek. And we'll have a band, Bits and Pieces. We have folklorico dancers there. And we have different activities to make it fun for the ones that are there. And our theme this year is going to be our offsprings of the families that lived in the camps.
Okay.
And so this way, hopefully, we'll have a big crowd and honoring our ancestors.
Absolutely. So, Margo, talk about the fact that, you know, the group was organized in 1977. Took about 5 years. You guys obviously did some fundraiser there. But at that point, you started awarding some scholarships. Was that kind of when the group first got together? Was that kind of the point of what you eventually wanted to be doing?
Yes, that was one of our goals. And in 2002, our group began awarding those scholarships. And this was made possible, like Maggie said, by fundraising events such as bake sales, dance events, private donors, and donations. And we had some fundraisers at Wendy's and also on railroad days. And since 2002, as of today's date, we have given out $37,660 in various scholarships and also sponsorships as well. So they have included many of our local Hispanic Latino graduates of Galesburg High School. We had 58 Knox College for Kids attend the summer program. We had two continuing education scholarships and 13 minority summer camp registration fees for Hispanic Latino students to attend Eastern Illinois University summer program. Scholarship was also given out for Carl Sandburg College for Kids. And our sponsorships included a drum cadet camp, a spina bifida camp, and a China Youth Athletic Program, and several eighth grade local awards.
Wow, pretty impressive. So one of the other great things also about the group is that not only are you providing scholarships for these youths, but you guys have also done a lot of donations to different organizations here in Galesburg in the Knox County area.
Yes, this is made possible out of our general fund. So our group has provided 6,985 donations to the community organizations such as KCAP, which no longer exists, but They were very vital as we had many of our meetings there at their building, but their state funding ran out. Relay for Life, we given to News and Education through the Galesburg Register Mail. We've given to Leadership Greater Galesburg, the Railroad Museum, Veterans Memorial, Red Cross, the Galesburg Public Library Foundation, and Discover Galesburg.
So a total between the financial assistance for scholarships and donations since this organization has been around, over $44,000, $44,645 in donations and scholarships. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. So
a lot of hard work and a lot of volunteerism and a lot of donors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the Hispanic Latino Resource Group, Margo Davila and Maggie Jimenez joining us here this morning. Well, first off, let's get into more of the events. I know Maggie mentioned one of them coming up, Cedar Creek. And let's talk about some of the other things that are going to be going on, different ways of that you're going to be doing some fundraising.
Some of the fundraising events also will be, hopefully, we haven't set a date yet, bagging for tips at Hy-Vee. And we have a committee member that's going to be trying to get something set up for tips for bartenders, I believe, that they might be having it at Buddy's. But I'm not too clear about the date or the time on that because it hasn't been set in stone yet.
Maggie, you're ready for that one, aren't you? You can be all over that, right?
Okay.
Not trying to put you on the spot, but, you know, why not, right? Anything for a tip. There you go, right? But, well, no, it's all for a great cause to help the organization.
Oh,
so yeah, bagging for tips at some point, the guest bartender as well. And let's talk a little bit more about the dance that's going to be coming up. So that's August 19th. And we'll have you guys back on to talk more about that ahead of time and these other events. But, yeah, so Bits and Pieces will be playing. And honor the remaining living that resided in the railroad camps. So that's coming up August 19th of this year, and that'll be at Cedar Creek Hall. So you know, one of the kind of the cool things about this with the scholarships that are given, and three really really horrible and unfortunate accidents happened to some young people who. The scholarships are named after. Talk a little bit about that, Margo.
Yes, we have three memorial scholarships for graduating seniors that are of Hispanic and Latino descent. One is the Erica Hunter. The other is the Adam Perez. And the other is the Jason Malden Memorial Scholarships. And these scholarships were initiated in honor of three young persons who lost their lives in separate tragic accidents. Erica Hunter died in an auto accident on September 30th, 2004, on her way back to Illinois State University, where she was a junior majoring in education. Adam Perez was killed in a motorcycle accident on July 26th, 2004, and he was pursuing an entrepreneurship career. And Jason Malden was in a fatal accident on August 3rd, 2014, on his way back from the American Legion baseball tournament, and he had completed his junior year at Galesburg High School. Galesburg High School counselors now have applications for eligible students that are wanting to pursue their further education, and they are also available on Google Classroom. Students may email Irene Ponce at ihponce1966@gmail.com or myself, Margo Davila, at lala6452@icloud.com. And for applications or further information, you can contact those email addresses, and they must be postmarked by April 1st, 2023. Now, what are the requirements of this? They're asked to write a short essay, provide a letter of acceptance from a college that they will be attending, a transcript, and a teacher recommendation. And more scholarships may be available if more than three students apply. And applications should be mailed along with any monetary donations to HLRG in care of Margo Davila, 1566 South Seminary Street, Galesburg, Illinois, 61401. And winners will be notified by April 15th of 2023.
So the scholarships that are awarded, is it a certain amount each year? Does it vary depending on donations and that? Or
last year we had four that applied, so we gave out equally $500 scholarships. So if we do have the funding and money is available, we will try to give whoever applies a scholarship, because we've never turned anyone down who has applied.
Yeah. Well, Maggie, I hope you guys get some good feedback, maybe from the students that win the scholarship money. Is that the case?
Yeah, it gives them a little start, you know, toward their education. And it's something that we just want to make everybody aware of, that it's out there, and hopefully that they'll join us in.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, because everybody, you know, you're going off to college, we all know how expensive it is, and every little bit helps, whether it can help with books or food or whatever the case may be, every little bit helps. So we just want to make sure that, yeah, as you said, that the people are aware and that that you can apply for these scholarships. Well, this is what a great thing. Margo Davila, Maggie Jimenez joining us from the Hispanic Latino Resource Group, and get some fundraising events coming up. And when those draw around closer, we'll get some more information for you. We'll have them on again. Anything else, Margo, that we need to know about the Hispanic Latino Resource Group or scholarships or any of that?
Well, I think that I just got a notification from Irene just recently that there is going to be a presentation of bronze plaques where the campsites here in Galesburg were. Now, the campsites started in the 1920s, and they ended in the 1950s. So they're going to be presented at the city council meeting on March 20th. However, no time was given. So anyone wishing to attend that ceremony that maybe was a child in the camp, they're willing to come out and support that endeavor. So this will be on March 20th. I believe that's usually they do the presentations at the beginning of the city council meetings, and then they go on with their business. So this is the only other thing that I can think of that that is going to be upcoming here shortly.
You mentioned the camps. Are we talking about the boxcar camps? Is that, yeah, that's
yes.
kind of what I thought. Yeah.
Yes, the
yeah.
boxcar camps.
Absolutely.
And that was one of the projects we also initially started with our organization, because there was several people that wanted to go back and do like a genealogy of the first Mexican families that migrated here to the Galesburg community. And so so then there was a display, like a poster display, that was donated to St. Patrick's Church that still hangs in their social room there, of the first families that came in the early 1920s.
Wow, pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Maggie, anything else that you'd like to add about the organization or the scholarships or anything?
No, I just hope that everybody listening will join us in our endeavors, and so that we could have successful for our youth.
Yeah.
Spanish youth.
Very good. Well, again, even if you can't be at one of the events, fundraising, they're, you know, available. Gave out the information. We'll have this posted on our website later as well. But, you know, people, if they just want to help out monetarily, they can do so, right?
Correct. Absolutely. That is correct.
All
and
right.
I do know that there is going to be some kind of a dedication, because we had the Carl Sandburg College Hispanic Association, our group, and, of course, the city, that all collaborated together to honor the families of some of the people that lived in the camps. And the presentation that's going to be there at City Hall on the 20th, there will be a dedication later forthcoming, but we don't have a date on that yet.
Margo Davila and Maggie Jimenez, Hispanic Latino Resource Group. Ladies, thank you so much. Really appreciate what you're doing for the community.
Thank you, and thank you
for
having
us.
Thank you. It is 8:00.